This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR... Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, hello there. A different day, isn't it? And talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel as we take stock of what we woke up to find, what we saw happening last night. So. Things didn't go the way we wanted them to. I knew it was going to be sort of a toss-up. It was sort of a rough road to hoe. What do you think, Roger?
Yeah, well, I would agree, Bill. I was hoping against hope. I was listening to some of Mark Levin last night, and he had quite a bit of hope. He kept on saying, though, that, look, you've got to get out. You've got to get out and vote. And I think that many of your listeners, I know Steve voted, and I, of course, voted. I'm sure you did. And
right.
We voted a straight Republican ticket. But it wasn't in the cards. And but, you know, when you think about it, even though the House was lost, and not by a tremendous margin, I think that at the time that Obama was running his old second term, didn't he lose both the House and the Senate? When did the Senate become Republican? Was that 2014?
Well, he lost the House in the first midterms. In 2010.
Okay.
And then in 2012, I think he lost the Senate.
All right. Well, yeah. And I would tend to say that Trump...
Possibly 2014. I may be wrong on that.
It may have been 2014. But in any event, the important thing, if we were going to lose one of the chambers, it was absolutely imperative that it not be the Senate. Because the Senate, of course... is the chamber that is responsible for the court appointments and all senior level appointments.
Well, and, I mean, let's look at the whole thing though, because this is one thing about the Senate. The Democrats have set up the judiciary to create law, haven't they?
Well, yeah, that's another. A part of the legislature, as far
right.
as they're
concerned. So one of the things that you know, and this has more, I think, to do with the demographics than anything else. But there's studies out there that say by 2040 that most of the nation's voters, including mainly leftists, are going to live in 15 out of our 50 states. So that means that if the leftists are all concentrated in 15 states, they can only control 30 seats in the
mm-hmm.
Senate, which leaves the rest of America controlling 70 seats in America. So while they may, I mean, having control of the House is lofty and everything, and they can sit back and say, well, we know that there'll be no repeal of Obamacare, but what else will there not be? They've got control now, but it's sort of going to be entertaining for me to, because they want to control and now they got it. Let's see what you got.
Well, to see what they're going to do, there's two basic possibilities. They can either do what Article 1 of the Constitution tells them that they should be doing, serving the Constitution and the people of this country, and legislating, at least coming up with some bills, and let the Republicans have an opportunity to provide their input. But on the other hand, if they're going to just continue with this ridiculous posturing and going after Trump and putting all their efforts toward the Mueller investigation and impeachment, I think, as Steve mentioned to me, and he may have heard it from others, and he wouldn't be wrong, it's not simply sour grapes that we lost the House, but he said, look, that will just ensure that Trump will win in 2020. Because if all the Democrats can do is hem and haw and complain about Trump and yet not do anything positive for the country, then that's going to serve only the Republicans' best interests, not their own. But they have a tough nut to crack. Are they going to appoint or vote or elect Pelosi to remain as the now the majority speaker? Are they going to get someone new? I don't know. And, well, and if she is, what is she going to do? Is she going to kowtow to the radical left and insist that the most important job of the House will be to impeach Trump? If that's the case, then she's basically she might as well give the seat over to someone else because she's not really.
You know, Trump's already called her and said, "Let's work together, Nancy." He's already called her and said, "I support you for the House speakership." So, I mean, this olive branch that he's extending to her, this sort of puts her in a really rough position. Because she's probably going to be the only Democratic leader in the government going forward, at least for the next 8, 10 years. Mm-hmm. Because I don't see Trump not getting reelected, and I don't, as the demographics continue to shift. One thing that I see coming out of this is that the House was completely ineffective in the first 2 years, and the Senate actually found a spine and started confirming judges and then started fighting back against both the media, the protesters, and the Democrats. And they rewarded the Senate, and all the ones that quit in the House, that's the other thing, 38 seats coming open. 38 legislators just quitting because they were not really loyal to Trump. You know, that's what it's boiled
down
to.
Yeah, that's fine. Now it's like Flake and Corden. And,
but to that end, I don't, and we're still waiting to hear about Arizona, but I'm almost certain that, I don't remember who's running against
McSally.
Sinead. Yes, I'm almost certain McSally's going to win her.
Cinema.
Yep, so. Cinema. We're still waiting to hear on that one, but we're still waiting for Stacey Abrams to concede. That's one thing I want to talk to you about when we get back, is the Obama effect, or lack of it thereof, when he was out campaigning. But item number one, we're heading into the break, so let me talk you out of it there, Roger. Item number one is it's not all that bad, because these are the House that we just lost is the same House that got their first chance in 8 years to repeal Obamacare 2 years ago, and they didn't take it. So, we've lost them. They're gone. Paul Ryan's gone. I'm having a hard time seeing complete darkness, but that's beside the point. ArbalistQuarrel.com, that's where you find the writings of Roger and Stephen, and, of course, at AmmoLand.com. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am talking in the post-election stuff that we got going on with Roger Katz from Our Ballistic Quarrel. What did you think about former President Barack Hussein Obama's track record as he went out on the breaking decorum, I might add, going out on the campaign trail? We got Roger?
Yeah. Hear me?
I can now.
Yeah. No, I basically he did his thing. What was interesting was who was not there. You didn't see Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton at all, did you?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
And I was kind of surprised. They were probably the party was probably telling her just stay low. You know, we have a chance to take the House, so we don't want to hear from you. But Obama was as slick as he always is, and but apparently he was not able to turn a few of the red states as he thought that he might. I don't know. He's really water under the bridge. I'm more concerned about going forward and also looking at the gubernatorial results. I'm really ecstatic that Ron DeSantis won in Florida against this Gillum.
Yep.
The thing that surprises me, though, and it was the same in Texas, Cruz should have won hands down. But basically, going after this O'Rourke, what was really frightening it was that these states, Florida and Texas, would be as close as they were to basically have as the possibility of a senator who would be a radical left-wing socialist like O'Rourke, and then you had this Gillum who would not be doing his state any favor, and yet it was a very, very, very close race. And we see this thing in Arizona, of course, having lived there for many years, feeling very close to Arizona. When I moved there in the early 90s, it was a very conservative state, and the Arizonans were very concerned, as they should be, with the numbers of illegal aliens and just the number of Mexicans that simply couldn't speak English and had very little, if any, knowledge of our norms, of our standards, of our history, of our culture. And that is really beginning to change. And I think the fact that these races were as close as they are, and we're still waiting on the outcome in Arizona. And considering some of the things that came out of this woman's mouth, this Sinema, if you want to fight for the Taliban, go right ahead. Arizona is the meth lab of the world. And she never really apologized for those statements. She basically said, well, they were just off the cuff and I said them and that's that. But, I would think that McSally, with her background, a true American, a true patriot, fought for this country. She should have run away with this election in Arizona. But it simply shows that with a lot of money being poured in, and the Democrats simply, and I don't care what people say, it has to be coming from internationalists like Soros and others. Truly tens, hundreds of millions of dollars that went into this thing. And I think that had a lot to do with the fact that the races were as tight as they were. But also with the changing face of the population. And in another segment, I do want to get into the issue of immigration, because that is a very, very a serious national security issue for us. And even though the papers, the mainstream media tends to play down and doesn't like the use of the term invasion, which is exactly what this thing is that's coming up here. And I just don't know exactly where we're going to be headed in all this, but I think that Trump is not going to allow, he would certainly not allow the House to push him around. And oh, no, I would hope that the Senate wouldn't either.
No. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Trump's going to get out there, and he's going to offer them a deal in the House as far as immigration is concerned. He's going to say, I want the wall. I'll tell you what. And it'll be the same deal he offered the Republicans in Congress that the Senate would not take up last time. Except this time, I think they'll be looking at it in a different fashion. He'll be saying, I want control of immigration, and I want control of the border. In exchange, I will give you amnesty for a million dreamers. And you have to identify these million dreamers, and I'm going to hold it at a million, and we'll be counting them. The first dreamer steps up and says, hello, my name is so-and-so, he is number one. And we will keep going down there, and he will make a deal. And, you know, this is, you know, the thing about Trump is he's a New York real estate developer, right? Him, the idea of him picking up the phone and calling Nancy Pelosi saying, look, I'm trying to work with you. Because, you know, he deals with the cards he's been dealt, and that's just the way he, he's going to operate. And this is a trap. They've got it. Now he's offering them a chance to be part of it. And if he doesn't, then what he'll do is he'll just wait till 2020, and then he'll get the House back. And he'll do a bunch of executive orders, and they'll codify it then. But anyway, coming up on the break, talking to Roger Katz from Marble Squirrel. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
The Justice Department says Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker will take over supervising Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation from Rod Rosenstein. Regarding that investigation, Republican Congressman Daryl Issa joined Fox News and said,
The reality is that if Mueller cannot come up with a single indictable event that went on in this administration during the campaign by any of its high-ranking people in the next few months, then his campaign, you know, his campaign to look for it should end.
President Trump held a press conference today at the White House. One of the things the president discussed was how the folks that he went around and campaigned for did well in their elections yesterday. And the ones he didn't, well, they lost.
Mia Love gave me no love, and she lost. I'm not sure that I should be happy or sad, but I feel just fine about it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Dennis, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. We're talking regarding this post-election, whatever we want to call it. What would you call it? I'm not completely upset about this. I mean, the Republicans... there was a lot of Republicans that abandoned a ship that was not sinking. And that was going to be hard to defend against. And to that end, I'm not surprised this happened the way it happened. But, I mean, how would you term this?
Well, it's part of the problem, isn't it, to understand exactly the relationship between Trump and the Republican Party. True enough, Trump is not a Republican in the mold of the Bushes, let's put it that way, and of Paul Ryan, which is a good thing. And I'd like to believe that his propensities are more in line with those of the Tea Party Republicans. In that respect, it would be understandable that individuals like Flake and Cornyn and the late John McCain and others would not be too keen on where Trump would be taking the party. But in terms of what he's accomplished, these centrist Republicans should have nothing to complain about. As far as the tax overhaul and what he's done is clearly in line with what the Bushes certainly would have been happy with, and Mitt Romney would be happy with. Senator Mitt Romney, you're right. Utah. Oh, boy. Well, in any event, but he is a Republican, at least in Maine, so he can't go too far afield, I would hope. What do you think of this situation? I suppose it shouldn't be a surprise that Sessions resigned today. And
I think Trump is constantly in a state of recalculating and recalibrating what he's trying to do and what he's trying to accomplish. With Sessions, they are going to have to at some point. And I was just listening to the news. If Mueller wants to come to a conclusion, then I think he should be allowed to come to a conclusion. If Mueller just wants to keep on going to infinity and beyond to attempt to find something on somebody, it's going on 2 years this investigation's been going on. So, you know, make your findings, make your report. Thanks for your service. We'll be talking to you next weekend. And that's it. And, you know, I saw something, you know, I saw Trump coming down on Acosta today because Acosta wanted to ask Russia questions. They need to go ahead and, you know, categorically say this is a nothing burger. Let's move on. We actually have real issues that we need to be talking about, and you're not.
Well, that would definitely be true, but for the fact that you've got the House that's now in Democrat hands, and Mueller will take that as a green light. In fact, Jake Tapper the other night was saying, oh, yeah, they're basically Mueller's going to be going ahead with the probe. Not only that, he's going to be issuing subpoenas left and right. He's going to subpoena the president. And you've got Gerald Nadler, who he's concerned that Sessions was removed. Maybe he's concerned that Rosenstein would be next, and maybe even Mueller for that matter. But I don't see this thing coming to an end only because that the House is now under control of the Democrats. And as long as, unless Pelosi says, look, I want this thing to come to an end, and she could have a little chat with Mueller and make that point clear.
At some point, this is all being paid for with taxpayer money, right?
Well, of course.
Yeah, so at some point, somebody's going to step up and say, enough of the waste. Enough of the waste. We let you guys have your sideshow. We paid for it for a long time. Considering we're always doing deficit spending, one thing we can do is not have to worry about things we don't need. And this is definitely something we don't have to have. So thanks very much. Like I said, give your findings right now. If there was a smoking gun, Trump would be in jail. He would be deposed. He would be impeached. He would have resigned by now. Everybody knows this. I know it. You know it. Everybody. And they know it. And this trying to continue on with the specter, you know, they can be in the House and want all this stuff and everything. But it's supposed to be independent, isn't it? And it's supposed to be run by the DOJ, isn't it? And who does the DOJ answer to? Well, they answer to the president. So that's the way it's set up. That's the way it is. If they don't like it, tough, change it. Next time you guys get a chance at it, have a shot and change it.
Well, that's the rational approach to take. Unfortunately, the purpose that the Democrats see this thing is, if he can't come up with anything, Mueller, then he should just continue it anyway. because they hate Trump. And as long as they put pressure on him constantly with this thing, they don't care how much money is spent. And they don't care what kind of report, if any, is ever filed. They just the thing is, look, Mueller lost this show a long time ago. There's nothing. There never was anything.
Right.
And Trump was absolutely right about that. If the House was still in Republican hands, and the House Intelligence Committee was still in Republican hands, they were putting pressure on the DOJ, and they were putting pressure on Mueller and on Rosenstein. You got Adam Schiff now that's going to be the a chairman of the Intelligence Committee. And you know where he's coming from. He'll tell Mueller to basically play this thing out until the election of 2020.
But Mueller doesn't answer to him. Mueller answers to DOJ.
Anyone.
Well, no, Mueller answers to DOJ. He answers to Rosenstein, who's now going to be answering to a different guy. And, the Attorney General does not need to be recused from this, because whoever the Attorney General is now will not have been part of the campaign. So that part sold itself.
Yeah, a guy by the name of Whittaker, I think.
Well, he's going to be the acting one, but, I mean, they'll name somebody else, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
Coming up on the next break, Arbeless Quarrel, they are very prolific. Very prolific writing group. You can check them out at arbalistquarrel.com. And additionally, they are featured writers at amoland.com. And there you can, if you're not finding it at Arbalist Quarrel, which you should, then you can find it at Amoland. Of course, here every Wednesday. And once again, Stephen is off somewhere getting another sticker for his suitcase or something. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz in the post-election requiem, if you will. we didn't talk about immigration.
Well, we didn't. I was wondering whether I wanted to get into that now. Actually, I wanted to touch on some Second Amendment matters, and actually harking back to the first segment, we do owe Paul Ryan one thing. Let's remember that there was a bill for national handgun carry reciprocity. And apparently that did pass the House.
Oh, yeah. And it's in the Senate.
And it's in the Senate now. Yep. It'll be interesting to see, and I would tend to think that certainly the Freedom Caucus, Jim Jordan, would like to see some action on that.
Well, he has no, I mean, it's out of the House now. He has no bearing on it.
Yeah. But let me ask you this. Do you think that Pelosi, assuming that they decide to do anything legislatively,
right,
it's not going to be with the infrastructure of the country, where I think that is one area where the Democrats can work with the Republicans, certainly a matter of mutual concern. But where do you think the House is going to go in terms of proposing legislation to restrict Second Amendment rights?
Well, I mean, I heard them talking about it and everything else. The problem is going to be that they'll probably do it just to appeal to the base, but at the same time, and they may pass some of it, but it's going to go nowhere. And if it does go somewhere, but see, here's the problem. All of this stuff they want to do now, prior to this, it was all based upon them controlling the judiciary and always appointing these judges and everything else.
Right.
All of this stuff now becomes somewhat, it's like being bitten by a dog who's had all of his teeth pulled. It means nothing. So, I mean, they can get out there and propose all the stuff they want. And if we want to play, there's a lot of things we can play, and I don't mind playing them. But if we want to say, okay, so it makes it past the House, and then it gets to the Senate, presumably it would be shot down in the Senate, because the Senate still, I mean, the Senate still is relatively pro-gun now. Even with Manchin staying in, even with Manchin Toomey, he had to change that field. So that's effectively, right now they got 52, and they'll end up getting 53 when McSally wins. And so they'll, you know, they've got that handled.
Right.
But let's play the game again and say, well, let's say that they, you know, Trump has said, okay, I don't mind banning bump stocks, but he's not going to get out there and let them ban AR-15s. But then let's say he does. And then they've got everything they want. And then it makes it to the Supreme Court. And then they're going to do a literal interpretation now of Heller.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they do that, it will never be allowed to be done again.
Yeah, that's really an issue. And that's something that even if the horror of horrors, if the Democrats took over the Senate as well. Eventually, whatever legislation was passed that would be inconsistent with Heller,
right,
that would go immediately up to the Supreme Court. Actually, there is a case that was decided against the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association back in February of last year.
Sure.
No, I should say February of this year. And apparently, I think it was at the end of September, the plaintiffs filed a petition for writ of certiorari. Now, apparently, this is the issue in the case, and I'm reading it from the petition itself. Whether the city's ban on transporting a licensed, locked, and unloaded handgun to a home or shooting range outside city limits is consistent with the Second Amendment, the Commerce Clause, and the constitutional right to travel.
Right.
Now, what's interesting about that is if national handgun carry were to pass, then this whole issue would be moot. It wouldn't be necessary for the Supreme Court to take it up. But with Kavanaugh now on the bench, I think that this is a case that the NRA would like to see taken up.
Right.
And it's one that would garner four votes necessary for a hearing.
Sure.
And it's an important case, really, because it really talks about the property rights of an individual in his firearm. The fact is that the New York, especially New York City, has so restricted one's ability, assuming they can get even a premise permit, to be able to use his firearm, that for all intents and purposes, it's as if it's not his firearm at all.
Right.
Here's a case where an individual is saying, look, I've got a firearm. I want to get some practice. I'd like to take it out to, you know, maybe have some friends in New Jersey or in Connecticut, and I want to practice shooting. And the city says, no, you can't do that. If you want to practice, you're going to have to use one of the gun ranges in the city itself.
One of them. Like they have just a plethora. They have one. Now, are you referring to the and we've got about 2 minutes left. So are you referring to the decision that has to do where the right to keep and bear arms does not extend outside of the home?
Well, no. I think if it's a premise per bed, an individual can only have access to his firearm in his home unless he is transporting it to a shooting range, all right? And when I was in New York, at the time they had different permits. They had a premise permit, but you needed that with a target permit in order to actually take the firearm out of the house. But then I guess even the licensing officials and the politicians realized how ridiculous it was. And they realized that individuals should know how to utilize their firearm effectively.
Right.
And that would require having access to a firing range. So they basically collapsed that. But now this case is dealing with where it is an individual to go and to practice shooting. And there should be no limitation on that. And yet you have the city saying, well, we are going to put a limitation on that. So it's just another restriction we don't need.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's something that will get dealt with. It will go through the process and everything else, and they're going to do what they can do until the very last minute, and then, well, they just won't be able to do no more, I guess. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. Additionally, you can find them as featured writers at ammoland.com, and we try to pull a few things apart at the seams here on Wednesday nights. Roger, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir.
My pleasure.
All right.
Bye.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.